Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I'm Ebony, and I'm so happy to be here with you on this Monday. It's Monday evening. You'll probably get this Tuesday morning, but I am still going to pose the question, how do you want to show up this week? And I did this in my Facebook Live today, but I posed this question, how do you want to show up this week, every Monday in my Facebook group, and people answer, and I really like the answer that I, I like my answer, but then there was another member whose response was inspiring, and I should have, oh, here it is. So she says, I want to show up fully present and authentic this week, and I think that's beautiful. I said, I want to show up ready to look on the brighter side of things, because I can get so bogged down into looking at all of the, like looking at the glass half full sometimes. Typically I look at it half, no, what am I saying? Sometimes I get bogged down looking at the glass half empty. Typically I think I tend to look at things at the glass half full, but it depends. Like certain events, like this, my 5-day energy cleanse challenge, which by the way, RSVPs have opened today. When I do events or when I show up online, like lives, doing Facebook lives, and that is scary to me. It's not, I've definitely talked about this on my Facebook Live. I don't know if I've shared on the podcast, but even though I do public speaking, I mean, teaching really is public speaking, right? So I do it for a living. I've been doing this for a living for years, like 20 years, actually. 20 years next year, it'll be 20 years next year. There's something about going live that makes me very nervous. And in that space, I tend to not look at the glass half full sometimes. I typically will be thinking something like, oh, no one's going to watch this, or someone might say something mean, or like, am I just wasting my time? And when I start to stay in that energy, then that's going to affect the outcome for sure, because my energy is affecting everything about my Facebook Live. It's affecting how I show up. It's affecting how people respond and who comes and who doesn't come. It's all very energetic. And so if I learn how to detach from particular outcomes and instead just open to the possibilities, let the event just flow, let things just flow, really step into my power and show up in full confidence, then that will completely change the energy of the live, right? And so I have to remember that. And I don't always remember that. Same thing with this, my 5-day energy cleanse challenge. I'm like, oh my gosh, what if no one shows up? What if I'm doing all this for nothing? What if people are just laughing at me? Like all these things are like running through my head sometimes. And I just have to remember, like, everything is a learning experience. And so things that we see as failures aren't even failures. It's just that this was the particular outcome, and you learn from it. And when you do something again, or you try again, you just do things differently, right? So this is how I want to show up. I want to show up ready to look at the brighter side and not attaching to the half glass empty side of things. So having said that, how does this connect with my guest this weekend, which was Amy S. Peel? And if you have not listened to that episode, then please do, because she is hilarious. She is an author. Her books, well, two of her books are called, one is called Cut, the other is Match, and they're murder mysteries with a side of humor. She's a registered nurse, and for 35 years she worked in the organ transplant department. So she was, there was like a dark side and a bright side to her job, where if someone died, she would be the one to talk to the family about donating that deceased person's organs. On the other end, she was the one in charge of calling people waiting for organs, letting them know that there is, in fact, an organ for you. We found an organ for you. So this work became quite heavy for her emotionally, as you can imagine. And so she started studying stand-up comedy. And she went to, I can't remember the name of the school that she studied this. And so she infuses this humor into her stories, and it's just kind of, it's a very therapeutic thing. It became a kind of a therapy for her to be able to write about these heavy topics, but inject some levity, some humor into it to lighten things up. So anyways, it was just really fun talking to her, and she's into wellness. She studied at the Chopra Center. So she is very much into tuning in to yourself, and I think she does, I can't remember, it was yoga or meditation or something. But so what did I learn from that conversation? I titled that episode Journey into the Unknown, because she didn't start off thinking that she was going to be a writer. She didn't think that she was good at writing. She started off interested in medicine, because I think that's what her mother did. And lo and behold, just allowing life to flow, and it just flowed in the direction of her becoming a writer and an author. And then that medical career also flowed into her studying comedy. And you just never know where life is going to take you. And this is why it's so important for me not to attach to particular outcomes. It's important for anyone to not attach to particular outcomes, because there's so many different possibilities and opportunities out there. And if you're just using all of your energy to focus in on one, you're missing out on so many others. So that's what I really loved about our conversation, and I don't have I didn't post an inspiration for the week, but if I do, which I will, I think I'm going to, probably the inspiration is just let go and let flow, right? Let go and let flow. When we let go, it's like with water. You can't, if you try to like clasp water, maybe it's just going to seep through your hand. You can't do it. You have to let water flow. If you just cup your hands very lightly and let the water flow into the cup of your hands, then you'll get some water, right? But if you're trying to grab on and hold on tightly to the water, it just doesn't work that way. So just let go and let flow. That's the inspiration for the week. And that's how I want to show up this week, in a state of letting go and allowing flow. So thank you so much for joining me. I know that your time is very valuable, and I really appreciate that you take the time to listen to my podcast, and I do hope to see you on the 18th. I would really love to meet you. There is a Zoom call part of this event. You should check out the landing page, because it gives you more info. But you get a challenge, a daily challenge that has to do with the lesson, the strategy that is being taught by one of our fabulous teachers via a live stream, which will be posted for replays. And then there is every day a Zoom coaching call where I share my experience and my insights with the challenge of the day, and you have the opportunity to share yours, and we can meet each other and we can talk and we can just have a great time. So check out 5-Day Energy Cleanse Challenge. Or if you know someone who you think would really enjoy this event, then please share with them. You can also follow me on social media. I'm on Facebook at Motivation to Write and Motivation to Heal, and I'm on Twitter at Ebony Haywood. You can also sign up for my newsletter at sayzo.com. Thank you so much, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.